please remember to watch your language.
Look, I can't speak without swearing, and I've only got my grade 10, and I haven't had a cigarette since I've been arrested, and I'm ready to f***ing snap. So I'd like to make a request under the People's Freedom of Choices and Voices Act that I be able to smoke and swear in your courtroom. Because if I can't smoke and swear, I'm f***ed.
The following programming may contain content that some listeners find offensive. If you are sensitive to foul language or explicit content, please turn your radio the f*** off now.
We now bring you the following announcement. Generation Annihilation is now on the air.
Welcome to Generation Annihilation here on CITR 101.9 FM, www.citr.ca. I'll be with you for the next hour playing hardcore and punk rock from noon until one. I am the Fote, and let's just jump right into it. I just played Gaze from Japan, Crash the Pose. That goes out to all the posers out there. And now I'm going to switch gears, play a band from Austin, Texas, who is playing in Oakland at Manic Relapse Fest, and I'm really, really stoked for. This is World Burns to Death.
Yeah.
All right, that was the Mighty Disable from Atlanta, Georgia. Yeah, a band recently reformed with their original lineup, and they're going to be playing in Manic Relapse Fest as well. Actually, the whole set pretty much dedicated to that, except for one song. I tried to play Iconoclast because they're playing the fest, but I tried to play them on the Peace War comp, and I kind of made a screw up and played the wrong track. I'm not even sure who it was right now, so you're going to have to look in the future on the podcast or the set list that will be put up on either our Facebook page or our website, www.generationannihilation.ca, I think it is. I don't know. You can Google it or something. Starting off that whole set was World Burns to Death with Sucking of the Missile Cock. And I'm really, really excited to see them again. I'm glad they're playing again. I saw them about 10 years ago, and they're a pretty intense live band. And that LP, Sucking of the Missile Cock, totally still holds up 100%. After that, Appendix with Aura. And that's another band I'm pretty curious to see. I'm kind of iffy about seeing reunion bands or whatever. But we'll see how it goes. Hopefully they're pretty kick-ass as well. And Terviate Cadet, for anyone who saw them in Chaos at Taos or that last tour a few years ago, I've heard nothing but good things. So there you go. You heard the song Message off of the Black God LP, which came out on that sketchy label, Rockorama Records. After that was the mystery track. If you know what it is, why don't you give me a call here? It's 604-822-2487. That's 604-UBC-CITR. Maybe I'll give you a prize or something. I don't know. After that, from L.A., Cruel with the song Esperando El Fine. And, pretty stoked to see them. Really, they kind of blew me away when I saw them a few years ago. Probably the closest thing the West Coast has ever seen to Frampted. And I don't say that very lightly. And rounding off that whole set was Disable with Enola, and that's off their split with War Victims. Let's move on. This is a band from Singapore. They really wear their influences on their sleeves, and I like that. I like it when you can look at a record cover and see a couple army men with cabbage heads, and their font is in the same font as Disaster, and their 7-inch is called And For What. This band is called Lifelock, and this is the song called And For What. We'll be right back.
tietokoneitaan. Lähestymä toivotaan.
Come down to the Hindenburg for CITR's Battle of the Bands Shindig.
Breaking news! Shindig 31 comes to a conclusion.
For over 30 years, the Shindig Finals have offered some of Vancouver's best local bands great prizes and the chance to become champions. Shindig 31 will come to its conclusion this Friday, February 6th at the Hindenburg.
Experience.
Extra planetary experiential beat jazz.
Skim milk.
Fusion, duality, rock technique.
Steel Creek Murder.
The hunger and freshness of youth.
Give me that feng shui. I just want some of that feng shui.
So come out to the Hindenburg this Friday, February 6th. Bring your best formal wear and be a part of Shindig history.
Oh, baby girl, lay it down for me.
$1 billion on the ground, all stretched out and uncurled, would extend about four times around the circumference of the world.
Become a friend of CITR and get great discounts in the Commercial Drive area at
Bone Rattle Music Limited, High Life Records, and People's Co-op Bookstore.
It pays to be a friend of CITR. To find out more, visit us in room 233 of the sub on the UBC campus or online at citr.ca.
We'll be right back.
And that was from Boston, Massachusetts. That was the band Sadist, who were making quite the name for themselves. Pretty crazy, wild, frantic, hardcore punk there. That was off their demo tape, and that was a song called Masks. Keep an eye out for them. They'll probably be putting out records in 2015 here. And I'm pretty stoked for that. Actually, I just saw that they opened up for Marilyn Manson last week, which is pretty wild in itself, too. I hope they freaked out a lot of the teenage goths who were hanging out there. Starting off that set was Lifelock from Singapore with And For What. After that, DZK, or DZK, I don't know how you would say it, with a song called Porque Un Mundo y SM. Yeah, I totally mispronounced that. But anyway, Brazilian hardcore from back in the early 80s. After that, not to be confused with DZK, but this was a band called DNA from Sweden back in 1983 off the 7-inch EP called A Trip Back to the Land of the Dead and Back. You heard the first track off it, Forbid Dad. And after that, another three-letter name starting with D, DHK. This band is from Peru and circa, 2013. I believe they're still around. They're making a name for themselves for being one of the best D-beat bands in the world right now. DHK, you heard the track that's off of the Maximum Rock and Roll compilation, Sound the Alarms. And Sadist rounding off that set with Masks. All right, we're going to switch gears. I was playing a lot of harder stuff there. Now I'm going to, play some old man, kind of mellower punk for you. Starting with one of the best bands of all time. You guessed it, Killing Joke.
We'll be right back. Liveband.com is Vancouver's community-driven concert calendar. New shows are added daily by the city's most active promoters, musicians, and by the driving force of the music scene, the fans. Liveband.com's listings are different because they are integrated with profiles updated by bands and business owners as they promote upcoming events. Check out the archives to see how closely we've worked within the community to put on the shows you love. Visit LiveMusicVancouver.com for the latest independent and major label event listings. LiveBand.com, Vancouver's community-driven concert calendar.
Natasha Raya, I'm a robot now. I am playing with my breast again. Nothing to do, nothing to do. Sometimes I listen to Misery Hour with Hans Close Wednesday at 11 before midnight. I don't think I like it.
Down in a
Okay, we're back on CITR 101.9 FM. You're still listening to Generation Annihilation with the Fote here. I have about 10 minutes left, but I'm going to tell you what I played. Starting off that whole set was the Mighty Killing Joke off the first LP with the song War Dance. After that, from England, this is probably like 77, 78, the band London with the song called No Time. I scored that EP at Zulu the other day, and I was pretty stoked about it. After that, from Edmonton, Alberta, Strangled with the song called Body Bag, which is off of the LP entitled Body Bag on Crude City Records. That song's really good. It kind of reminds me of The Plugs, the song on Repo Man, you know, the kind of reverby, almost surfy kind of guitar tone. I don't know, it's pretty cool. After Strangled, you heard PF Commando, some would say it was the first punk band ever to come out of Sweden, among a couple others. But yeah, from northern Sweden, this EP came out in 1981, I think. You heard the song called Rough Sound, and Mr. Simon Harvey reissued it, so it's pretty easy to find. You can find it at Neptune Records for sure. Just talk to Joshy, he'll have it. Yeah, that's off of the 7-inch. They also did the first LP reissue as well, which is definitely worth checking out. Also on the Ugly Pop record label, he reissued from 1980 the Bloody Belgium EP by the band called Pigs, and I played the song called Shall I. And wrapping off that set was The Wipers, and no, not your favorite Portland band, The Wipers. This band was from 1981 in Montreal, Quebec. Different Wipers claims to be the first wave of Montreal punk, and their 7-inch, their 2-song 7-inch called Gnome Noma, which is the track I played. It's been reissued on Mean Bean Records, so yeah, track that down as well. I'm sure they have it at Neptune. Yeah, okay, well, I've blabbed enough. I have about 7 minutes left. I'm going to try to cram in as much stuff as I possibly can here. And yeah, I think I'm going to play a band called Bratz, who is, oddly enough, pre-Merciful Fate. And yeah, they played kind of a new wave of British heavy metal kind of thing. But I don't know, there was a little bit of power pop mixed in there too. It's hard to describe. I'm gonna play it, and you can make your own decisions about it. I think it's pretty awesome. So yeah, check it out.
Filled with excitement. You got to be
All right. That was Sensori from Finland. I probably pronounced that wrong. Sensori or something. It's off of their LP that got reissued on Svart Records. And Svart, I've been raving about that record label for a couple of years now. They always just put out the classics. If you ever see the Svart record label on a record and you've never heard it, chances are it's pretty good. If you have like a couple extra bucks in your pocket, I recommend buying it if you see it. Anyways, before that was Bratz with Accepted. And yeah, it's hard to believe that's a pre-Merciful Fate. I'm not sure about that recording, but I know that King Diamond actually sang for them as well, which is pretty crazy, pretty cool to think about. I don't know. It's pretty interesting how punk rock had a really deep effect in heavy metal. And I think that's why a lot of heavy metal bands today are lacking, because they don't have that punk influence. They don't know where their roots came from. Basically, if you didn't listen to Discharge, your band probably sucks. And yeah, that's my 2 cents of the day. And you were listening to Generation Annihilation. I'm about out of here. And yeah, tune in next weekend and we'll see what we have cooking. But I'm going to end the set off with an old English band called The Passion Killers. Thanks for listening. See you next week.
Horace, give us 3 shots of your best bourbon. And have that Russian waiter I like bring it over.
Hello, hello, hello. My name is Russian Tim, and I'm the host of weekly punk rock radio show called Rocket from Russia. Tune into CITR 101.9 FM every Thursday from 10 to 11 a.m. And you can also find the podcast on CITR.ca, iTunes, and my blog, rocketfromrussia.tumblr.com.
Radio audience.
Hello, radio audience. Radio audience.
The industrial side of me.
The industrial side of me.
Industrial, and Goth. Tune into the Vampire's Ball. When until 5 a.m. here on 101.9 BAM in Vancouver.citr.ca.
You're an industrial. You're an industrial.
Hello and welcome to Power Chord on CITR 101.9 FM, coming at you from UBC. And today we have a couple of guests, but first I'll say that I'm doing my best of 2014 show mixed in with the Goalers who are here. Why don't you introduce yourselves?
Hey, how's it going? I'm Henry Goaler.
I'm Johnny. How you doing?
That's when everyone says, awesome!
Awesome. I should announce that song first, actually. That was, of course, Body Count off their Manslaughter CD. The song was Institutionalized 2014. And you guys got a new CD coming out. I think it was recorded in 2013, but you guys are...
Yeah, it's out on disc, but and on the digital domain or whatever, it's being re-released, like getting it all out in one package.
Yeah.
Lots of the, whoever, like distributor online type thing.
So what label's it on, or is it just you guys?
It's our own.
Your own label? Yeah.
Yeah.
You gotta keep talking. I'm trying to find the CD. Oh, here it is. Well, we can play something off the new CD. What do you want to play?
The new one? Oh, let's go right to the last song. Let's play Riff Cult. Okay. Yeah.
Okay, here's the Goalers with Riff Cult off the new CD, which is called...
In and Outlaws.
In and Outlaws. Here we go.